With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A missile has struck the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after U.S. bombed an oil-critical Iranian island.
A missile has struck a helipad inside the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad, and debris from an intercepted Iranian drone hit an oil facility in the United Arab Emirates. This came a day after President Donald Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network and warned that the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump said U.S. forces obliterated targets on Karg Island, home to the primary terminal that handles Iran's oil exports. Meanwhile, an American official said more than 2,000 Marines and an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A federal judge denies Justice Department subpoenas for the chair of the Federal Reserve.
The judge says, quote, a mountain of evidence suggests that the purpose of the subpoenas was simply to pressure the Fed to cut a key interest rate, as President Trump has repeatedly demanded. Fed Chair Jerome Powell revealed the investigation in January. That prompted Senator Tom Tillis, a North Carolina Republican and member of the Banking Committee, to block consideration of Kevin Warsh, President Trump's pick to replace Powell, until the investigation is dropped. The investigation involves testimony last June by Powell about a $2.5 billion building renovation. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The six U.S. service members who died in the crash of a military refueling aircraft included an Alabama father and several members based in Ohio. The Ohio Air National Guard says three airmen came from its 121st Air Refueling Wing in Columbus. The family of Birmingham, Alabama pilot Alex Klinner confirms he was also killed in the crash. His family said he had been promoted to major and deployed for less than a week. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats reject legislation designed to protect infants.
Ashley Sadler of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, pro-abortion lawmakers in the Oregon Senate voted against bringing a bill to the floor that would require doctors to provide the same standards of care to babies born alive during failed abortions as newborns delivered under unusual circumstances. 18 states have laws that provide such protections for babies who survive abortion, and polls indicate that most Americans support such measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cologne Cathedral, a famous German landmark and popular tourist draw, will start charging an admission fee to visitors as church officials struggle with rising maintenance costs. They say inflation and rising personnel costs have led to a constant increase in the price of the upkeep of the building. The gigantic twin-spired church towers over Cologne's main road railway station next to the Rhine River and dominates the city skyline. Construction began in 1248. This is SRN News. Parts of the country are forecasting blizzard, polar vortex, heat dome, and atmospheric river conditions all at once. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
The U.S. getting slammed with weather extremes, flooding rain, record heat, late season snow. Wednesday, D.C. hit a record 86 degrees, then snow on Thursday. Now, meteorologist Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says the Southwest faces a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures.
Looking at well above normal temperatures, several places, a lot of places may set their March all-time record highs.
Polar cold pushes into the Midwest and East. Two northern storms likely to dump feet of snow, with one strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone.
Looking like a significant winter storm, there will be blizzard conditions with this, as there will also be strong winds.
I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.